Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, July 11th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Free Slurpee Day, offering a sweet way to beat the heat. 7-Eleven started this tradition in 2002, but the Slurpee dates back to the late 1950s. With over 300 flavors, ranging from vanilla and 7E lemon to warhead and lychee, there is something for everyone. Omer Nedlick invented the Slurpee, originally called Icy, after a soda fountain breakdown led to frozen sodas. In 1965, 7-Eleven licensed the Icy, renaming it. On July 11, 2002, 7-Eleven celebrated its 75th birthday with the first Free Slurpee Day. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers before noon. Then cloudy through mid-morning and gradual clearing with a high near 88, with wind of 14 to 18 mile per hour, with gusts as high as 30. Tonight, it will be cloudy with a low around 73. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 9:45 a.m. with the high tide at 4 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 90 and a chance of showers throughout the day, with thunderstorms possible between 2 and 3 p.m. Friday night has a chance of showers, with thunderstorms possible after 3 a.m., with a low around 73. Saturday has a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with a high near 86. And this weekend, it will be mostly sunny with highs in the low 90s. Sunday will be sunny with a high near 92. Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 93. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in the Karen Reed trial, Judge Beverly Cannon has impounded the jury list for at least 10 days, citing a risk of irreparable injury if released. This decision means the identities of jury members will remain confidential. The case has garnered significant and divisive attention in Massachusetts, with daily commentary on social media. Blogger Aidan Kearney, a supporter of Reed, faces several counts of witness intimidation. His attorney claims delays by the Norfolk District Attorney's Office are intentional. The judge's order expires in 10 days, unless extended by the court. Now on to sports. Steph Curry recently opened up about Klay Thompson's challenging departure from the Golden State Warriors. On June 28th, one day before NBA free agency, Thompson called Curry to share the news. Curry reflected, "You never think you'd ever have that conversation." Despite their efforts, Thompson chose to join the Dallas Mavericks on a 3-year, $50 million deal. Curry emphasized, "I just want him to be happy." Thompson's decision came after years of struggle with injuries and contract disputes. Curry remains hopeful that this fresh start will reignite Thompson's passion for the game. In local sports, the Red Sox at home lost to the Athletics 5-2. And tonight, the Sox will play the final game of the series with the A's before the Royals come into town for Friday night. In top news, Lone Star Ticks, known for the distinctive white splotch on adult females, are spreading across the United States, posing serious health threats. These ticks are aggressive and can transmit diseases like ehrlichiosis and tularemia, as well as trigger a rare meat allergy called alpha-gal syndrome. Originally found in the southeastern United States, they are now common in northern states and even parts of Canada. Experts recommend precautions such as using insect repellent, wearing permethrin-treated clothing, and performing regular tick checks to protect against these increasingly prevalent pests. In business news, Tesla's explosive stock surge is proving to be a major win for investors and a sizable blow for some hedge funds. Roughly 18% of the more than 500 hedge funds had taken a short positions on the stock by the end of last month. This is the highest percentage in more than a year, up from less than 15% in March. Tesla had been one of the worst performers in the S&P 500, but recent support for CEO Elon Musk's $56 billion compensation package has turned things around. Investors were ecstatic when Tesla delivered just shy of 444,000 electric vehicles, surpassing Wall Street's lowered estimates. Tesla's stock hit a six-month high, raising the bar for second-quarter results. While analysts forecast greater highs, hedge funds remain wary due to Tesla's recent issues and the potential ramifications of the U.S. presidential election. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $58,000. Ethereum is just under $3,100. And Solana is $140. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A new study reveals that hippos can get airborne, even if briefly. Researchers found that when trotting at full speed, a hippo can lift all four hooves off the ground for 0.3 seconds. This finding shows that hippos exhibit relatively greater athletic capacity than elephants. The study conducted by the Royal Veterinary College in the United Kingdom recorded hippos at various speeds. They discovered that these massive animals get completely airborne up to 15% of the time at top speed. This research offers new insights into the movement of large mammals. And in entertainment news, get ready for more withering glances from Miranda Priestly as Disney develops a sequel to The Devil Wears Prada. The original film's screenwriter, Aline Brosh McKenna, known for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and Your Place or Mine, is in talks to return. The storyline sees Priestly navigating her career amid the decline of traditional magazine publishing, clashing with Emily Blunt's character, now a high-powered executive. The 2006 hit film, starring Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, and Emily Blunt, earned $326.7 million worldwide and garnered critical acclaim. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the great American chef, Julia Child. And she said, "This is my invariable advice to people. Learn how to cook. Try new recipes, learn from your mistakes, be fearless. And above all, have fun." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.